With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Another day more saber-rattling about missiles from America's adversaries. It was Russian President Vladimir Putin doing it most recently, boasting about a new kind of missile that they have launched. Now similar threatening speech coming from America's adversaries in North Korea. We get more details in this report. The United States and South Korea have advanced their trade talks during President Trump's visit to that country. Although a deal is not yet signed, the two sides are addressing details of a $350 billion transaction that could yield some results if both sides stick to it in the very near future. Also at SRNews.com, NBA guard Terry Rozier will not be receiving his salary so long as he's still embroiled in the case against him, namely setting up a nationwide gambling ring or taking part in one that defrauded gamblers around the country by allowing them to play with NBA players. Back in maximum sustained winds of 185 miles an hour, Hurricane Melissa slammed into Jamaica as a Category 5 storm and now is seen as a threat coming up to Cuba and other islands in the region, and that's something that officials say they're keeping a very close eye on at this hour as well.
Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt of the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
So it's going to remain a pretty powerful system for the next several days.
Reinhardt says next for Melissa, the Bahamas.
It's going to continue moving off to the northeast and eventually pass near or to the west of Bermuda later on Thursday and Thursday night as a hurricane.
Meanwhile, Jamaica is assessing the damage. Local disaster officials say there's extensive damage in southern Jamaica, and the southwestern parish of St. Elizabeth is underwater.
That is Donna Warder, and this is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse on the ground in Gaza. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with more details.
Trump has worked out a peace deal there. The giant Christian relief agency has flown in supplies for local people. Using a brand new Boeing 767 cargo plane it just purchased, Samaritan's Purse has delivered 50 tons of food, blankets, solar lanterns, and other items for Gaza residents caught in the middle of the war between Israel and Hamas. The Muslim terror group sparked the conflict with its 2023 attack on Israel. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com. So-called climate change is apparently a factor in America's falling birth rate. Younger generations are increasingly citing climate change as making them reluctant to have children. That's according to several studies. They're worried about bringing children into a world which they've been told will feature increasing and more intense extreme weather conditions. This is SRN News. The San Francisco Bay Area will be the first market for Uber's specially built autonomous taxis.
Several months ago, the San Francisco-based ride-hailing company announced development of a robo-taxi with the electric car company Lucid and the self-driving technology company Nuro. Uber plans to have 100 test vehicles on the road in the coming months.
That is Rich Thomason reporting. Pyongyang says it's conducted a successful cruise missile test.
North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency says its Cetus surface missiles flew for more than 2 hours before accurately striking targets in its western waters, adding the weapons would contribute to expanding the operational sphere of the country's nuclear-armed military. The missile firings come as President Donald Trump visits South Korea. North Korea has avoided talks since nuclear diplomacy fell apart in 2019.
That is Charles A. Ledesma. More from SRNNews.com.